dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rodgers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rodgers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up field to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, tips off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap with Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
Good morning, everyone, from Big 12 Media Days here in Kansas City. It's day three of three. Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And today in the house, Oklahoma, Texas, Baylor, and Iowa State. And Daddy, you've got four schools that are in, I think, four different spots. Although Oklahoma and Texas usually towards the top, and Iowa State and Baylor usually towards the bottom. You've got a new coach at Baylor. You've got Iowa State hoping to build even more things in year two under Coach Gene Chizik. Texas maybe getting disrespected for the first time in a long time. And then you got Oklahoma, who is everybody's pick to maybe win this thing again. They won five of the last six Big 12 championships. So a wide array of teams and topics to talk about today.
Well, you bring up Texas, Doug, and Texas is kind of the wild card, and they're really the unpopular pick here, especially with Oklahoma this year. You know, Colt McCoy been so popular the last 2 years, and then all of a sudden nobody's talking about Colt McCoy. I mean, you want to bring up Big 12 quarterbacks, and you know, you start with Chase Daniel, obviously at Missouri, and then Graham Harrell at Texas Tech, and then Mr. Bradford's name from Oklahoma gets brought up. You don't hear Colt McCoy in those three, and you talk about it being a quarterback-heavy league. Great, there's some other great quarterbacks. Colt McCoy is certainly one of those. Now, in Texas fans' minds, is he that guy that can lead you to the promised land? I'm not sure. He certainly doesn't have that stature, that physique that a Vince Young did at one time. And he's been the one, as of late, to do that at Texas.
And that's not really even the main concern, it would seem like, from the people we've been talking about that have covered Texas football. They've got some other areas that they're more concerned about. Colt McCoy will be okay in their eyes.
Well, Colt McCoy will be okay, and I think Colt McCoy every year gets more efficient, and that's one thing. You eliminate mistakes, and that's something that comes with experience, and people can't disguise coverages because you're picking those up. And that's one thing that I think Colt McCoy could be very, very good at this year, is eliminate those mistakes and not throwing those interceptions at critical times.
Well, let's talk a little Texas football to get the program underway. We got a man that obviously knows a lot about Texas and can answer every single question, right?
Well, he knows a lot about Texas. He knows a lot about Oklahoma because he played at Oklahoma and Jimbo Elrod. And you don't like Texas. You never liked Texas when you played. You don't like them now. And you like Mac Brown.
Yeah, well, I know Mac Brown, and but now he is at Texas now, so.
You don't like Mac Brown.
I don't like him. You know? I don't like their colors. I hate that orange, you know. And so I did have a four-year run when I was playing in Oklahoma, you know, 4 years undefeated against Texas. So that's kind of fun.
Not many people can say that. I mean, it really as good as a rivalry has been.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the thing about Colt McCoy, I think you guys are going to see Colt McCoy come back to his freshman year. The injuries that he sustained and the head injury and all that, and then, you know, the line breaking down on him. I think he's going to be real healthy. Saw him in the hallway a while ago, and he looks really good. You know, he's bigger than most people think he is.
Yeah, he looks bigger than last year, I mean, when we saw him there.
So he's been working out, and I think you're right. I think they're maybe the dark horse or the team that you're going to have to watch out for.
Jim, but why aren't people talking about him, though? Everybody wants to talk about Mike Leach and the quirky goofiness of him. Everybody wants to talk about the talent of the offensive line at Oklahoma and Sam Bradford. They're an afterthought this year, are they not?
Well, they are, but I'm a player, and I've watched a lot of football, and I've watched Texas play, and I know what kind of year they had last year, but they still have those players on that team. And when they get it back together, they're going to find players, and they are Texas. And I believe in tradition, and that tradition is going to bounce them back. And Colt McCoy is a good trigger man. I mean, he was that most accurate as a freshman. You know, Sam last year, I understand all that. But Colt is a big guy. He's not a Vince Young, but he does things differently than Vince Young. I think he's more accurate than Vince Young, especially when you give him time. So. You'll have to reach into that offensive line. I think that's going to be the key for Texas in their offense.
We're talking with Jimbo Elrod here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Speaking from a former player's standpoint, and Colt McCoy kind of fell into this, you hear so much about the sophomore jinx. Do you believe in that? Is that when people throw out sophomore jinx, what do you
and
think?
He throws it out a lot.
That's a saying. That's all that is. That's just the way games go. It's just the way football goes, you know. And his arm never changed, you know, the way he ran never changed, but maybe that offensive tackle missed a block there. That guard, he missed his man. Maybe the receiver ran the wrong route. That's just what they were dealing with last year, you know, and coming off injury and all that kind of thing. Fresh start. You got to talk about Texas. It's Texas.
Jimbo, obviously, your main point of emphasis is the Oklahoma Sooner, a former player, played in big contests. That was when the rivalry with Nebraska was so the best rivalry in college football, I think.
Dear to my heart, that rivalry.
Everybody
is.
Here will agree. Now, you can go to Michigan, and they will say something different. But
yeah.
You go to Auburn and Alabama, you can say something different. But an awful big rivalry. Talk about those playing days and the emotion that went into those games with Nebraska.
Well, you see that. I got goosebumps just when you talk about it. I mean, I can't help it. Played against a bunch of great players. We're always ranked in the top five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, both of us, when we played. And it just, when you came into that game, and whether it was in Norman or whether it was at the Big Kahuna, okay? You know, and the fans are at. But what I like about that rivalry, the fans are so smart about football, and they have such respect for each other that just is what made it. And, of course, this is sacrilegious probably to Nebraska people because I'm in business with Tony Davis now a little bit. So Tony's out there working and getting things done for us. But we talk all the time, and we talk about those days and you know, David Hum and Lucky the quarterback and all those guys. And then you go even back to Glover and Taggy. And it's just a fantastic rivalry. And I would hope that someday that the Big 12 makes a decision and somehow gets that game just a year-to-year deal. I don't know how it's going to happen or how they do it, but I think that needs – I know we do Texas every year now, but the Nebraska-OU game should be every year.
Well, if Nebraska and Bo Pelini can get things back to where it needs to be, it would be a classic matchup. We're going to at least get to see it the next couple of years. And Jimbo Elrod joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's.
What was the record against Nebraska, by the way, when you played?
4-0.
Oh.
Really? Had to bring that up. Good job, Daddy. Good job.
I know that. I was hoping for a split.
4-0, lost one game. We lost one game in my 4 years, and that was to Kansas. So
Kansas?
Yeah, they upset us. You know, it happens to everybody. So it happened to us. But we bounced back, and we were able to get back in the national championship game because Nebraska had done so well and was ranked number two when we played them. And we were number five, so it bounced us back up there.
Jimbo Elrod, former Sooner, and, of course, now in on all Oklahoma Sooner football, what's going on down there. Man, it's going good.
I tell you, the decision for Lode Holt and those guys to not come out, the offensive line mm-hmm. guys, to stay another year, make a commitment to the school, I think that's what they did. You know, you got so many guys coming out going to make the millions. But I think some other guys could have came out. We had some come out, but some didn't. They made a commitment to come back and be the best offensive line in America. And they can be that. And then when you put Sam Bradford back there, as cool as he is, and DeMarco Murray, and then get a guy to fill in for Kelly, and I'm sure they will. There's a lot of good young receivers in camp right now. And Manuel Johnson, you guys probably mm-hmm. are going to talk to him. And I just think that it's going to be hard to stop their offense. And then they put in a version of the no huddle. They're going to make the put more pressure on defenses than they did last year. On the defensive side of the ball, linebackers just got to come. The new defensive backs, you guys will be really surprised. The defensive line, you know what that's all about with McCoy and Granger and all those guys and Austin English. So linebacker, it's a concern and a question mark.
Okay, Jimbo, I've got to ask, when people decide to come back and play for each other and to be one of the best units, and you mentioned that offensive line, to come back as a cohesive unit and to do that, how much of that's not only for their teammates but for the man in charge and Bob Stoops?
It's all. Like when I was playing for Barry Switzer, you know, of course you couldn't come out then, at that time, but we would have all given everything that we had for Barry Switzer. Bob Stoops and his players, 99% of them are the same way, and they didn't like the note that they finished on last year.
Have you noticed a demeanor change from that game?
I noticed a total demeanor change, and it started in the spring, and I talked to Bob about this. I said, boy, this team's got a different step. You know, I've been to all the spring games, spring practice, for the last 5 years, you know, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. This was not a blah, blah, blah spring. It was this guy wanting to be the starter. I'm going to kick your butt. We're going to do this. If you are, I don't care. I'll be stepping in if you get hurt. I mean, that's what you got to have. And the hitting was fierce. Nobody left anything on the field. And everybody was trying to get better. They are on a mission.
Well, we had more people at our spring game, so ha.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, that's what I like about the Huskers, though. I mean, when you put, you know, fill the stadium for a spring game and want that passion, the passion of football and Husker football, you just got to love that. And I respect it so much.
You look at the Oklahoma schedules, Jimbo, and the Washington game, and there's some marquee matchups. TCU's, no slouch,
no
Cincinnati
slouch.
Now.
No slouch.
You know, you come into the Big 12 playing some pretty good teams already.
That's right, and you know what? I like that. I just soon play those kind of games. You know, the Chattanooga game, I hate playing that game, but I know the reason why that we have to do that. But I would just as soon play top-tier teams early on and to get the feel and get it going. I mean, it's been proven now with the one loss. You know, BCS is you're going to be able to win a national championship. Of course, I'm one of those guys for a playoff, but you know, that's another day. So, I just, you know, I'm ready for the season to get started, and I think it's going to be a great one.
Well, Jimbo, one of the things that's been talked about just the last couple of days around the media folks here and some of the coaches, how much does it help? A lot of people are in agreement that the Big 12 is the second best conference behind the SEC, and I think the Big 12 maybe, you know, I think they can live with that. But one of the reasons that is. is the North is getting better, and it would allow a one-loss team to maybe get into a national championship game. How much does it help Oklahoma with these other teams that they may not even be playing that they're doing and they're improving?
I think it helps perception. You know, the BCS is all about perception now, isn't it? You know,
it's about playing? Something.
Yeah, BCS. So if you play early, people get to see on TV the rest of the go. But sure, Missouri playing better, Nebraska getting Bo Pelini. I'm sure Bo's going to come out, and I mean, I respect that guy as much as anybody, and he's going to get some wins for Nebraska, and you know, with Texas, they'll be coming back, and Texas Tech emerging, and with their flashy offense. Sure, it helps, but I've always said, look, the SEC, I understand, you know, they're the best conference, but I tend to agree that they're about the same. I think they're about the same. Now, you got, you know, Baylor struggles to get where they need to get, and Iowa State has some problems. But
not everybody can be good.
No, you can't have every team can't be great, and of course, the SEC says every team in their league is, but they're not really not, you know. And, of course, Mississippi State's finally, you know, they had a good year last year, but the couple of years before they didn't. So I think they're about even. I know they'll say, well, we have more NFLers and all that, but if you put them apples to apples and play all the games, I think we'd come out okay.
Jimbo, one last question for you about Oklahoma. DeMarco Murray, late-season knee injury. For all intents and purposes, he's full steam ahead. No problems there. We're ready to go with him.
Now, you know, the modern-day medical, what they do, I even had my knee cleaned out a couple of years ago. It's perfect. I was jogging in 3 weeks. So he's running, he's cutting, he's doing fine. He's 100% on go. So it's all mental, but that's not a cutting injury. That was the, you know,
hitting. Is he as good as you've seen? I mean, for just raw talent-wise.
Yeah, raw talent he is. And really, he's a different runner. Of course, everybody has different styles, but he's different than anybody I've ever seen. He's just got some kind of gait that's different. And you let him get into the secondary, and then you have problems. So,
well, Jimbo, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. It sounds like everyone that covers the program, or at least most everyone, thinks Oklahoma can be right there playing that last college football game this season.
It's just going to be, you know, it's up to them. They have all the tools, they have all the talent, and it's all about attitude. They get the attitude, they'll be in the mix.
Well, Nick Harris had confident attitude this morning when we had a chance to talk with him, and he's one of the kids we're going to look forward to talking to a little bit later on.
Yeah, he's certainly confident. I think the whole team's confident, and how could you not be, especially with that offensive line, returning your quarterback, or DeMarco Murray in the backfield, so...
Well, Jimbo,
okay, guys.
Thanks for the time. Good luck down there.
All right.
Jimbo Elrod joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with more coming up. We're going to hear from Gene Chizik. We're going to hear from Bob Stoops. We're going to hear from some of the players. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. You could win cold hard cash if you are one of the first 15 registered in the Hot Summer Nights Bikini Contest. Register before July 30th and your way into the car show is free. It's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint, Premier Midwest Beverage, Elworth Harley-Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJHE and KXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
My feet got the good care from Brown Shoe Fit Company.
Hey, this is Nolan Applegate, your new manager at Brown Shoe Fit in Kearney. With summer in full swing, we have some great deals on our spring and summer sandals and footwear. Tables of shoes at $9.99, $19.99, and $29.99. Hundreds of men's and women's shoes on the clearance racks. Sidewalk sale prices all week long. Come save on a great pair of shoes at Brown Shoe Fit Company, downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Double the fun at half the price. Centura Hills Golf Club in Caro is now 18 holes and the membership price just fell to half. The newly expanded 18 holes at Centura Hills has been a great success and now you can join for half the price. To find out more, call the clubhouse at 308-485-4650. That's 308-485-4650. Now 18 holes is half the price. Double the fun at Centura Hills Golf. Now more than ever, it's worth the drive.
And the Doug and Daddy Show continues live for Big 12 Media Days here in Kansas City. I want to thank all the fine folks that are making it possible, including Brown Shoe Fit Company on the Bricks, downtown Kearney since 1968. Brown Shoe Fit stocks a full selection of national brand shoes for men, women, and children in the sizes and widths to fit anyone. At Brown Shoe Fit, they know how to take care of you, the customer. Brown Shoe Fit on the Bricks, downtown Kearney since 1968. Big 12 Media Days continue. As we said, Baylor's kind of running around here. Hopefully we can catch up with a couple of the guys for the Bears. And Baylor hoping to get some things done here this season. And whether they will be able to get some things done, that remains to be seen. But not a lot of people giving them much, but we've got some talent. Every team has talent. That's one thing, Daddy. It's just some teams have a lot more of it, and Oklahoma is one of those teams.
Well, Oklahoma certainly seems to be the talent leader along with Missouri in the Big 12. But you look at Baylor, and I'm just going to give you one player. Robert Griffin is an incoming freshman, Doug. You talk about an athlete. He's at the quarterback position. Not only is he at the quarterback position, but you'll go to Texas high school track, Class A, 4A, state champion last year in the 110, 300-meter hurdles. He also posted the nation's fifth fastest time in the 400-meter intermediate hurdles after only 2 weeks of track practice. So here's a very, very good athlete that's stepping into the program, along with having a new complex, $34 million, 96,300 square foot Simpson Athletic and Academic Performance Center being added to that campus.
Daddy, since we last spoke yesterday, Nebraska has picked up another commitment. This one on the O-line, Jess Coffey, is coming to Nebraska. 6'7", 290-pounder out of Denton, Texas. Arkansas, Utah, Washington State offered. He was making his decisions between Nebraska and Kansas. And again, it is so weird to just even say that from back in the day, but you've got a kid from Texas considering Kansas, and that's what Nebraska's recruiting is up against right now, but they do land this kid.
Well, that, you know, I think that's good news. Anytime you get a big physical lineman, they went into Texas again and stole one out of there.
Four of the seven commits for next year come out of the state of Texas, and obviously that's a place that Nebraska has had some success, needs to have some success in the recruiting venue. Now they're going to have to find some of those speedsters from along the coast.
Well, they're going to have to go other places, but there's just so much talent in Texas. They've got to go in there and tap that state, and that's got to be one of Nebraska's main recruiting bases.
A couple of the services pointing out, you know what, Bob Devaney would love this Jess Coffey kid. 1360 on his SAT, a 28 on his ACT. I want smart kids. I need good football players, but I want smart football players. And that can overcome, maybe in some cases, a shade lack of talent that you may have, that you understand and can do things quicker and better.
Well, yeah, certainly can make up for some things, help you understand that offense much quicker than other people at that same position as well.
Big 12 Media Days here in Kansas City on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Again, we'll be going until 1 o'clock, and then after the program today, it's straight into Royals baseball, who they are struggling while we are here in Kansas City. Not only did they lose last night, they had to wait out the 2-hour and 20-minute rain delay, and things have been such a roller coaster for the Royals, but they came out of the All-Star break, went 2-1 against the White Sox, and now Detroit has come in and taken the first two here. So the Royals can't find a way, it seems like, to get 500 baseball in their corner. If they win today, 500 since the All-Star break, but that seems to be where they're stuck at right now.
No big surprise when Derek didn't peanut butter jelly it yesterday on Monday.
Keep blaming me.
Nah, just having trouble getting it going. Hopefully they'll turn things around, but have not had much luck as of late.
One of the things that has been talked about today a little bit, especially with Bob Stoops, is the whole internet situation, the Nebraska fan down in Texas, you know, saying that a couple of the quarterbacks at Oklahoma had been picked up on drug charges, and it was a whole hoax. And that was that didn't take long to get brought up today here at Kansas City.
No, it didn't take long. But you know what? I don't think that, you know, that's pretty much an afterthought, I think, for these kids, Doug, don't you? I mean,
I guess Oklahoma can dwell on it as long as they want to dwell on it. If the one quarterback's father continues and wants to press charges, I think something's going to come out of this. I think as far as the kids go, it was one of those things where it's in the past, I want to play football. This really didn't affect me because it didn't happen.
That's right. I mean, it didn't happen. And there was one moron basically out there doing something stupid and gets a bad name, especially when the great rivalry that is Nebraska-Oklahoma and the respect that each other have for one another.
And, of course, one of the comments, and we'll hear this from Bob Stoops, you know, the guy says he didn't want to hurt anybody. Well, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He went out and intentionally did this. Yes, he did want to hurt somebody, and I think that's what bothered Coach Stoops more than anything.
You know, it's just something in the middle of the summer when nothing's going on, that somebody's got to bring attention to, somebody's got to bring light to it, and then probably got blown bigger out of proportion than it probably should. Should have been nipped in the bud after about 10 minutes on the website. It probably would have went away. That didn't happen. The guy needs to have something done to him. I don't know what, you know, I don't want him put in prison for 20 years. You know, something, I mean, just a poor decision.
Another story that Sean Callahan, when he was with us on Monday, had pointed out and mentioned that Ron L. Grigsby had not been listed on the Huskers' fall chart. And now we found out the developing story is it's a health issue with Ron L. Grigsby.
Yeah, a heart condition of some sort. So you certainly don't want to, you know, especially with the heat and all the physical conditioning this time of year that goes with football, take some time off. Hopefully that'll get cleared up and maybe in the future have an opportunity to come back and rejoin the program.
According to some of the published reports, Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, a variety of places like that, Grigsby is going to sit out this season. He registered a dangerously high heart rate during a workout last month. The doctors did clear Grigsby to play a couple of weeks ago after he passed an EKG, but that doesn't mean he's out of the woods, according to his mother. So instead of coming to Nebraska, Grigsby has decided to spend the season away from the field. He does plan to go to school and then come back in 2009. That's going to be tough to do.
You know, it sounds good in theory. You know, you just hope he's healthy. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. Whether he plays it down or not, I hope he's healthy.
Well, we're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to have some more special guests. As we said, we expect that we'll hear from Bob Stoops sometime in this half hour. Doug and Daddy Show goes till 1 o'clock. If you've got anything that you want to pass along to us, up the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. Come in and see Scott or Joel today on the Bricks downtown. Carney and Derek, I understand we are going to the Dent Popper inbox.
Yeah, we have an email here from Adam in Holdridge. He's referencing Chris Basnett, who actually co-hosted the show a bit while you were gone with Daddy. He said there was a great write-up in Tuesday's Carney Hub on the golf course here in Holdridge. The author, Chris Basnett, nailed it. Holdridge is somewhat unique to in the difference between the front and back nine holes. If you spray the ball around off the tee like I do, the back can play several strokes easier. However, we're working on a few things to make it a little bit tougher. I wish I had known that the famous Doug Duda was here. I might have come to watch a hole or two and butter you guys up with some kind words in the paper and on the radio. He says here, come check us out sometime. He gives the website here, holdridgecc.com, and he says, check it out for a list of tournaments, upcoming events, and even a lame attempt at humor by the way of turf talk, pinned by none other than yours truly, Adam in Holdridge.
Yeah.
Adam in his free time. We're going to have to talk to him about that. But, yeah, I did have an enjoyable time. I want to thank Chris for playing and allowing me to go play some golf at Holdridge. It's a beautiful course. It's a fun course to play. Had a little trouble on one hole, and that kind of threw my game off a little bit. Didn't play the par fives as well as even usually I play them. And so, you know, I played my normal game, and it's a great place to go, though. Love going to Holdridge.
Fun course. I think the back nine, obviously, the green side is much different. You know, back-to-back-to-back par fives on the front is one of those things where if you're going to score, you got to do it there. And, Doug, when you don't do it there, you end up with a score like you.
Well, and the Nebraska amateur is going out to Lincoln Country Club, and our buddy Chris Bassnett didn't do so well. Really, nobody from the Tri-Cities did anything too special. They must have that rough really set in there. David Easley of Lincoln and Blake Giroux of Omaha, Jason Brueggemann of Lincoln, all shot 70. That's 2 under par. Knox Jones and Scott Wellman of Lincoln, playing on a course they're very familiar with, shot 71. John Hurley and Brandon Crick both shot even par, 72. But you have to slide all the way down to Jim Rash of Donovan from our area, shot a 75. Jordan Reinertsen from Gibbon, of course, shot 77. Brother Josh shot 79, and our buddy Baz is a little farther. He's a little closer to the bottom than he is to the top.
Well, what do you do?
That's right. It's, you know, nerves or something. We're going to take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Danny Show right after this.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Oh, Doug, why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star Motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. Start with the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by Nebraska Rocks featuring Jim Casey and Young Country. Sidestep Levy Spurs and Full Show. Saturday, enjoy the Fly in the Basket, Burnout, and Bikini Contests. Saturday night's music features Housebroke, Scott Schramm Band, Smoke Ring, and Ivory Star. Starting at 6 p.m., it's Hot Summer Nights Broad Run, August 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Midwest Customs and Paint and Premier Midwest Beverage. Elwood Harley Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Michelson and Gravel, Cable One, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
At Big City Burrito, you won't find microwaves or freezers, and you won't find everyday fast food. They pack your tortilla with everything you crave and nothing you don't. Every ingredient is perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito is built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh made-from-scratch filling. Big City Burrito at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where you walk in hungry and walk out happy. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 9.
Ooh, honey, great news. I just scored tickets to the game, packed the bags, we're gonna make it a weekend.
Oh no, what about the pets? Who's going to feed them and let them out?
Island Pet Resort is the answer for you. Going out of town for the day or for the week, with daycare and boarding available, the choice of economy, luxury, or serenity suites, your pet will be pampered while you enjoy your time away. Call 308-384-4679. Island Pet Resort, 308-384-4679. The best for your pet.
Attention all men and women age 50 or older. This is your final notice. The Nebraska Senior Games are being held in Kearney August 7th through the 10th. Today is the final day to get signed up. If you enjoy golfing, swimming, track and field events, tennis, or a number of other sports, this is your chance to show off your skills. Kearney is a qualifying site for advancement to the National Senior Games this year. So for more information, head to NebraskaSeniorGames.com or contact the Kearney Park and Recreation Department. Today is the final day.
Cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. 'Cause
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big 12 Media Days here in Kansas City, where it is the third and final day. And on this third and final day, we kind of have a little bit more of a South flavor with Oklahoma, Baylor, and Texas. Iowa State's here representing the North today. And one of the places, there's three places in the Big 12 where we've got some new coaches, and Baylor is one of those, Daddy.
Yeah, it is. We're pleased to be joined by that left tackle for the Baylor Bears and Jason Smith right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jason, we appreciate the time today, and welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Jason, talk about the experience your senior season at Baylor football. Everybody not expecting much. They replaced two games on your schedule, two very winnable games on your schedule, with two bowl teams. Makes other people scratch their heads and say, why? What do you guys think about that schedule?
Well, I like it. You know, hey, when you're at the bottom of the barrel, it ain't nowhere to go but up. You know, and those are the guys you'd be looking out. I mean, you know, you got a mad line versus a full line. Which line gonna win when they start fighting? You know, kind of what it is. It's real exciting. I'm happy to be a Bear right now. We got a good situation. We have a new coach, new strength staff. You know, a lot's been dictated right there in the weight room. A lot has been taught. A lot has been you know, put into us that'll show when we line up and play.
How different is the offense that Art Briles? People from the outside will say, it's like an offense nobody else in the Big 12 will run. How different was it for you to learn a new offense your senior year?
It wasn't hard to learn it because it was such fast pace. And a lot of plays, they all started to coincide with each other. You started to understand things. Because you had a bunch of numbers. In the past, a number meant the play. And now it's like, okay, it's a number. What about the word and a number? You know, then you start kind of breaking it down to this number, that word. Oh, well, he just said, well, what did he say? I mean, then he said the play, and you're like, well, what did he say? You know, so you kind of, you know, you're taking off at first. You know, what is he saying? You know, what are we doing? But, you know, we were with Coach Cobbs first for about six or 8 weeks. By the time we got with Coach Browse, I mean, it was easy because we were thinking better. We were thinking better. You know, guys were responding better, quicker, you know, moving faster. And then we were satisfied with what we got in the spring. As far as, you know, first couple weeks putting things in, guys moving around with intent. But then, you know, we broke off for the summer. You know, we had our so-called not mandatory workouts where a lot more was put in place, you know. So,
Baylor offensive tackle Jason Smith is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Because we're going through this at Nebraska, when did the disappointment of how the coaching change went to getting the new staff in, when did you go from, hey, now it is time to move on and we are moving on?
Well, when Coach Morris let us know that, you know, hey, he's not going to be the head coach anymore, it was a lot of emotion, you know, for me as an individual, and I'm sure a lot of guys expressed their emotion. A lot of guys didn't know how to handle it. You know, we didn't know what to do, what to expect, what to think. You know, you got guys upstairs coming in telling you this is what you're going to do with the program, and we're all like, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, how much, you know, what do you do? And then, you know, you start kind of developing that family, more of a family, you know, role because you got older guys now running the program with no coaches. You know, and the coaches that are there, you know, we're really not looking, you know, up to them because they're, you know, we don't know what to expect from them because they just, you know, the head coach has said, you know, he's fired, so that means, you know, you're not going to be here. So we came together as a team, and we understand that, hey, you know, this new guy they're bringing in, we need to accept this with an open heart. You know, and guys kind of mentioned that, and when he got there, you know, he introduced himself and he let us know, you know, this is not going to be easy. We got a big task and it's not going to take us 4 or 5 years to get done. I'm give me time. I'm going to get the right guys in here. We're going to roll 100 miles an hour. If you're not ready to do that, I think you should leave. You shouldn't be here. You know, that's kind of how it was. You know, so got the guys that came to the next meeting when he was announced as, you know, the head coach, and he started announcing his guys that we're going to work with. We're ready to go. Simple as that. You know, you had the time period, you know, you're going to decide what you're going to do, which path you're going to take. You know, you're going to be in or you're going to be out. You know, you're going to be all in or all out. Well, you know, it seems like everybody's in. Everybody's working towards a common goal. You know, and that's our goal.
You know, Jason, one of the players I brought up as far as one being big for this program and getting the quality of athlete into Baylor is Robert Griffin. And talking to you a little bit before we came on, he's a world-class athlete and a different young man that Baylor has not saw probably in some time as far as the skill position goes.
Right. Robert Griffin is a man among boys. He comes from a good home. I commend his mother and father for what they've done with him. His father's a military guy, and Robert Griffin is real, very, very humble. You wouldn't even know he's had much success as he is. He's only 18. I mean, the guy carries himself. I mean, he makes me look at him. Like, I thought I got my stuff together, but what is this guy doing that I'm not doing? You know, what is this guy, you know, why? Okay, well, he does the same thing I do. He don't even, you know, he, okay. You know, then, like I said, I had the opportunity to we all went out and had dinner one night, me, him, and a couple other linemen. And he showed his personality a little more. I'm like, okay, here we go. You know, he is 18, you know. He was sitting around cracking jokes, you know, he's having a little fun. And it made it exciting because, you know, you want to know what you're working with, what you're working for. And he's a phenomenal athlete, and I'm excited. I'm glad he came to Baylor.
You know, following that up a little bit, who do you expect to be at quarterback for that first game this year?
I was thinking about taking the first snap. It doesn't. It's up to Coach Browse. I play offensive tackle, you know. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I play football. You know, they appoint me to line up at offensive tackle, and that's the only thing I worry about. You know, I worry about the offensive line and, you know, what we're doing, us five up there. And that's Coach Browse's error, you know, his position to worry about, quarterback. Whatever he put back there, we're going to roll with it 100 miles an hour.
Well, he plays it very well. Jason Smith from Baylor. Jason, we'll let you get on to your next stop, and we look forward to seeing the Bears come up to Lincoln second half of the season. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, we'll be there. I forgot about that. Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. Jason Smith on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Baylor Bears joining us here from Kansas City and Big 12 Media Days. We're going to continue our talk and what's going on here at Big 12 Media Days. More folks, I think we're going to bring you some Gene Chizik. We're going to bring you some Oklahoma football talk as well, as they are here on this third and final day. Hopefully some Texas talk a little bit later on. They are so scheduled to be the last team to roll through here a little bit later on today. Also, some other fine folks that we got a chance to talk to yesterday, and if we don't get to all of it today, we'll be back with it Thursday, Friday, and into next week. We're going to actually talk with Kansas State Coach Ron Prince next week and a few other folks that, you know, just simply easier on everybody's time if we do that. So there's going to be plenty of college football talk in the next, 6 months, Daddy?
There'll be plenty of it. There'll be more than probably plenty of it right here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're happy to say that.
We will take a break, and when we come back, one of the coaches is going to join us right after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Just like pull in, dude, you get the best ever, dude.
That's the setting of Grand Island's premier pizzeria, the Wave Pizza Company at 107 North Walnut Street. Gives you two beer gardens, live Keno, and an ocean beach atmosphere. Kick back, feel the tropics as you enjoy pizza named after the best beaches in the world. You can even call and have your beach pizza delivered. Just call 398-WAVE. That's 398-9283. And thank you for supporting your local pie at Wave Pizza Company, Grand Island.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hey man, Days Donation Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Starlord motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right, a free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Attention all men and women age 50 or older. This is your final notice. The Nebraska Senior Games are being held in Kearney August 7th through the 10th. Today is the final day to get signed up. If you enjoy golfing, swimming, track and field events, tennis, or a number of other sports, this is your chance to show off your skills. Kearney is a qualifying site for advancement to the National Senior Games this year. So for more information, head to NebraskaSeniorGames.com or contact the Kearney Park and Recreation Department. Today is the final day.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today, with a slight chance of some scattered storm activity late. Highs will reach around 87 with southeast winds to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see the possibility of some scattered showers or storms with lows around 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 73.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot
cause
I'm fly.
Doug and Daddy Show, Kansas City, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our trip to Kansas City brought to you in part by The Wave Pizza Company, 107 North Walnut Street in Grand Island. Deliveries available. Call them at 398-9283. They are the premier pizzeria in Grand Island. Thanking you for your support. They have two beer gardens in Keno if you like to hang out, or if you just want it delivered, 398-9283. A fun place to go. It's the Wave Pizza Company, the premier pizzeria in Grand Island at 107 North Walnut Street. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear from Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, who spoke earlier this morning. We're going to hear his comments as well. The Sooners picked by many to be in that national championship race as the favorite in the Big 12. Of course, they were picked near unanimous to win the South. Two people were drinking in Texas and evidently voted for Texas, and nobody voted for Tech, but a couple people, just out of habit, I guess, voted for Texas, and we'll be hearing from Coach Stoops in just a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Midwest Customs and Paint is presenting Hot Summer Nights Car Show. We want to let the folks know about that. It's a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington, August 1st through the 3rd. This is going on at the Norfolk Airport. You'll see some of Boyd's classic cars and get a special one-of-a-kind T-shirt designed by area artist Carl Reeder. Over 30 vehicle and 10 motorcycle classes. Friday evening is the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by the Nebraska Rocks Country Concert and Saturday night's Rock Concert. Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd. It's presented by Midwest Customs and Paint, going on at the Norfolk Airport. And, Danny, as we heard from Bob Stoops earlier today, there's really nothing new with Bob Stoops. He's got a lot of talent every year. He's expected to be in the Big 12 championship every year. He's expected to be in the hunt for a national title every year. And you know what? They've been there.
They've been there, Doug. They've been there, done that. I think that becomes a big question for Bob Stoops that he doesn't like to answer, but he has to answer because of the way they've finished the last couple years. And that's not fun for anybody, you know, to go to a bowl game with such high expectations and to be favored like they have been against Boise State and West Virginia, and then basically get punched right in the face by more people with less talent than you.
Well, Big 12 Media Day is continuing, and let's hear from Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops, who first off was asked, how about the health of your running backs?
They say they feel great, and they're back to full speed. DeMarco said he feels really good, and Chris as well, and feel fortunate. Those are two really good players.
DeMarco was such a threat for you on special teams last year. I know he got hurt on special teams, but with him possibly carrying the football more, is there going to change his role on special teams as well?
You know, that'll depend on what kind of load he's getting as far as carries from, you know, from the offense. So, but when, you know, when he's fresh or when able to, he's such a threat, kickoff returns, that, you know, we'll have him back there some. And again, then we'll just gauge it depending on the rest we feel he needs.
Bob, is there such a thing as a sophomore slump? Do you believe in those? And if so, how do you prevent that with Sam?
No, I don't believe in that. I'm sure it's, you know, if some people have had average years, whatever. I don't pay attention to any of that. He's a real level-headed guy, and he's a great worker. So he's going to do all he can to be prepared to play. And all we think the expectation for me will be, don't let everybody force you into thinking you need to be different. If you can throw 35 touchdowns again to only 8 interceptions and complete 70% of your passes, I'll take that today. Well, I've maybe 6 interceptions, so I might. But anyway, you know what? I think that's the, you know, the guy played in a fabulous way a year ago. You don't need to do more than that to be that guy again.
When he started like that, and you began to see how he was doing, did you adapt that? Did you change your offense? Did you add more things for him?
Well, I think Coach Wilson, our offensive coordinator, and Josh Heupel, quarterback coach, did a great job of getting him into situations he was comfortable in and not asking him to do too much. And then I think as the season went and we saw, you know, we started to really see the kind of player he was, it gave them more freedom to maybe take more chances and to call certain plays that, hey, look, he's you know, the guy just completed 21 in a row, you know, throw it downfield, and he's, you know, he gives you more confidence in those situations.
Coach, this is the year of the quarterback of the Big 12. Can you talk about the balance of great quarterbacks everywhere, and is it the best that you've seen?
It's definitely the best I've seen, and there's too many to even talk about. They're all, I mean, you go up and down the list, they're all excellent players, so it's a big challenge defensively to keep up with them all.
Is defense ever going to catch up? I know it will, but at what point?
Well, I think it depends on whose defense you're talking about. I mean, I look at how we managed through the whole Big 12 season, and we did fairly well, you know, overall. And, you know, so I'm hopeful that we'll continue that and hopefully even play better. But, you know, we've been fortunate that we haven't been in a lot of shootouts. It's been more, you know, we've played pretty solid defense, and we expect to again this year.
Does that have to do with athletes, schemes, or a combination of both?
I think it's everything. It all adds up.
How good can the defensive line be this year, Coach?
It has a chance to be really good. Now, again, we'll see. There's really good experience there. There's great potential. And we expect it to be really good. We'll see, you know, but I'm confident in them that this is going to be a really good unit.
How frustrating is it from a coach's perspective when you have fans creating fake stories with the internet? What's it like to be a coach in today's world where you have to worry about fans doing things like that with your players?
It's just really sad because you're talking about young guys who have done everything right, A students, and, you know, they're just great guys in the community, everything you want in a student athlete, and then someone's going to, you know, just ruin their name with lies. It's and then to say you didn't intend to hurt anyone, I don't get it. Sure you did. I mean, and it's just really unfortunate. And I also find it interesting. I don't know why people would read it. I don't know why if it's not, if I can't call you and, you know, you have credibility, you're in the paper, you research your stories. If there isn't a name on it and basis to it, why would, I'm not going to spend 2 seconds reading it or tell anyone that it's true, you know, so it's a different dynamic, definitely.
That's Bob Stoops, head football coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, speaking at Big 12 Media Days. Coach Stoops with more here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What did you tell your two young men after this whole incident?
Well, I just felt bad for them that, hey, you know, I know you guys are as good of guys as there is, and it's unfortunate you have to even address this, you know, or that someone actually believed it for 10 seconds, because that's not you guys, you know, and you know, the internet's, there's a lot of positive of what it's brought, but I'm sure there's this kind of thing is about as negative as it gets, too.
The Husker fan that did it, that changed the Husker game at all with Nebraska?
No, he got nothing to do with Nebraska. I mean,
you would play him every year.
No, they're really good. Unless they want to get rid of the North and South division, then that's a different deal. But not if everyone else isn't going to play him every year.
Do you like the North and South situation as it is, or would you prefer everybody to be together?
You know, I don't know. I guess, I like it. That's the way it is. What the heck? You know, it's, you know, the other way is, well, if you play, you know, you get rid of the divisions and you don't have a championship game and everybody, you know, play 9 games, and then you got something to talk about. But that championship game isn't going away, so neither are the divisions. So
a couple of years ago, everybody was talking about the imbalance between the North and South. The runs and cycles, looks like the North has come back.
Well, I've never been part of that discussion or that talk. I've always, you know, felt the North has always been strong, always has good teams. Or I know this, that if you're not prepared to play, they're going to beat you, you know. So it was, you know, but of course with, you know, the way the season's all played out a year ago, you know, with Missouri and KU finishing as well as they did, that's, you know, the case. But I haven't been part of those discussions. I've always had great respect for all the teams and the coaches and everything, you know, the competition in the North.
Coach, can you talk about Mark's success at Kansas? You'll get to see him again this year. And looking to see a Kansas team a little bit different than the last time.
Sure. They've done a great job. Excited for Mark and, you know, followed him and, you know, excited for him all year a year ago. So I'm sure he'll continue to build the team in the right ways like he has and definitely know it'll be a big challenge playing them again this year.
How much does it mean to you to see these guys that have worked under you have success as head coaches?
I'm excited for them. They're all great friends and so to see them doing well and having that kind of success is always pleasing.
On the same line, see both Pelini and the other side of the sideline coaching against you, what would that be like?
Yeah, you know, it's I'm excited for him, you know, and not only Bo, heck, his brother Carl was a graduate assistant for me, lived with me for I don't know how long, and then, you know, Tim Beck, same high school, and also was a graduate assistant for me, and then Mike Eckler played, you know, for me at K-State, so all of that, you know, again, but once you start playing, it's strategies, it's getting your team, you know, doing the things you need to do to win, and all that goes out the window, really, once you start playing.
These guys to go somewhere else, Coach, and not have to play them?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I wish they'd go in different conferences at least, but hey, it's still good for them. They're in great places.
For several years now, you've had really terrific regular seasons and then have struggled at times in the bowl games. Are there things you can do now that makes your team better at the end of the year, or is it just a process that goes on through the course of the season?
Well, again, it's what your perspective is. Sure, I mean, I'd rather have four of my starters play, you know, in the game this coming year if we're in one. Or, you know, there's a lot. You got guys graduating, you got guys leaving early, you've got whatever. You got everyone complimenting you because you just beat the number one team in the country for the Big 12 championship game. And the other team's getting beat up on because they lost their last game, you know. So there are all kind of factors that go into it that you obviously need to manage. Now, I think it's also fair to say we have done it. We've won a big national championship in the Orange Bowl. We won the Rose Bowl. And we've run a Cotton Bowl and a Holiday Bowl. But that seems to all have been lost in the shuffle, which is okay. But in the end, you're doing something right, too, if you can win five of the last six Big 12 championship games and, like I said, and beat the number one team in the country when it mattered in a pretty strong way. So we're aware of all that, too. It's not as fun to talk about for other people, but that's okay.
Coach, can you talk about the evolution of forward pass where you have Sam and Todd and Chase that have such high touchdown pass to interception ratios? Just phenomenal in the difference between now and, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think credit to them, their decision-making. And their accuracy, I think, are big factors in that. And then I think, too, the schemes, what coaches are asking them to do. Obviously, their coaches are doing a really good job with them as well of putting them in good situations.
That's Bob Stoops, head football coach of the Oklahoma Sooners from Big 12 Media Days here on the Doug and Daddy Show in Kansas City. We've got a lot more coming your way. We'll hear from Gene Chizik, the head coach at Iowa State, in the second hour. We will continue the Doug and Daddy Show special edition. Go until 1 o'clock, and then we'll join Royals baseball as they finish up their series with Detroit. Whole lot more coming up, so stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you in part by Centura Hills Golf Course in Caro. Their new expanded 9 holes gives them that beautiful 18-hole course. We talked a little bit about Holdridge earlier. Well, they have expanded to 18 at Centura Hills. They're now offering half-price memberships. Call them at 308-485-4650 for more information or tee times. Also got some great tournaments coming up. 485-4650, Centura Hills Golf Course. Back with more after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Dumb.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.